Cold Lake. There were 152 registered entries for the 23rd annual show and shine that took place August 18 to 20 at the Cold Lake Energy Center. Travis Rowe, president, Cold Lake Cruisers Car Club, stated this was a record attendance for their show as they have averaged between 100 to 136 entries in previous years, ranging from a custom 62 Kenworth to a fully custom metal-etched Harley-Davidson and a 1956 race truck. We had a variety for everyone to take in. Even though it was an action-packed weekend in Alberta once again, many chose to come to our event. The amount of spectators that stopped in was excellent and owners enjoyed the afternoon discussing their rides, said Rowe. After a pancake breakfast in the morning hosted by Royal LePage Northern Realty, and proceeds going to the Stepping Stones Crisis Society, participants could start voting on their favorite vehicles. Registration was done through a new program to us called CarShow Pro, and it helped with speeding up the process for voting as participants and spectators could vote for their favorites in the 16 classes via a QR code with live tabulation, explained Rowe. This year saw several vehicles that had not been seen in previous shows. Participants arrived from Calgary, Brooks, Stony Plain, Onaway, Fort McMurray, Edmonton, and even Wanless, Manitoba. The winners are announced only at the event, where many trophies were given out. But, Rowe commented on one of the winners after things wrapped up. The attendance in the motorcycle class was inspiring, as this is more than a car show, and the recipient of the competitor's choice, Best in Show, was a brilliant display of art on two wheels with etched metal work done by the owner himself. Upcoming events for the Cold Lake Cruisers Car Club include the Fill a Hearse food drive upcoming in October. Looking ahead to 2024, the club is planning to attend the Cold Lake Air Show weekend July 19-21, and the 24th annual show and shine is slated for August 16-18, 2024. Rowe thanked all of the sponsors and entries that helped make the event a success, along with the Cold Lake Cruisers team. The event raised $2,600 for Haying in the 30s Cancer Support Society.